News time now, 7:49. Another check of Triple Team traffic on this Thursday morning. And back to Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Brian, your KSL travel time a little bit longer now, northbound from Draper to downtown. The KSL travel time in the 30 to 35-minute range with a lot of delay in the Draper-Sandy portion. But plenty of brake lights as well in Murray and South Salt Lake as you head north. 215 still clear, other than a little spot right over the top of the 201 freeway in the construction. Bangor Highway really backing up in between West Jordan and Taylorsville right now, especially at approaching 5400 South. Eric Butler.
That little spot of northbound I-15 slowing in Utah County that we have is still, it's actually reduced as far as how long you're going to be in it. It's just north of Lehigh's Main Street before you get to 2100 North. That is improving. Redwood Road is looking good as you head north from Saratoga Springs. Just a little bit of congestion approaching 2100 North. Heather?
We have just a little spot of delay southbound I-15 through Kaysville, but as soon as you hit 400 North in Bountiful, the brake lights are on. You're stop and go from there all the way down to about 400 South in downtown Salt Lake. That's going to add a good 10-15 minutes to your drive. Legacy Parkway is a really good option for you right now, and US 89 is moving fairly well as also, but you've got some congestion around 200 North in Kaysville. UDOT Construction Alert, watch for lane restrictions on I-15 in Weber County beginning as early as Friday night. Crews will be repaving the freeway between Riverdale and Far West. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.